Sorry, did I wake you up? Hey. Oh. Look at you. Still peacefully sleeping. Well, I'm glad I didn't. So sweet, looking like an angel. I don't even know why I'm attracted to you. What am I saying? I mean, you're not the kind of guy on you. Damn it. Even when you're asleep, I feel kind of nervous. Are you really asleep though? Yes, you are, and I hope you are. So kissable. I know I always make excuses to kiss them, but the truth is, I just wanted to kiss you. I just wanted to kiss those lips of yours. You know, I still can't believe how things turned out like this. And I mean that in a good way. I have something that I have not told you about, and I'm not sure if I should. Since you're asleep, maybe you'll hear it in your dreams. It's funny, but I'm actually hoping that right now you're dreaming about me. Tell you that the first time we met in a uni mate's house inside a room, Actually, it was not. This is embarrassing. But I actually did it on purpose. I saw you walk into that room, and I thought that it's my chance to finally introduce myself to you. I know, it's silly. But I just couldn't help it. And plus, it wasn't really the first time that I noticed you. It's not the first time that I noticed you in the uni. I've always noticed you since last year. I have to tell you that I kind of see my old self in you. I was just like you before. Now you might think that I'm a popular girl, but I wasn't a popular girl before. I was just an ordinary girl, an ordinary student who goes to uni, go to the library, doesn't have friends, often by myself. You know, I used to always wear my earphones, and it's not because I'm listening to music or anything. I thought that I would look cool, and it wouldn't seem like I'm actually alone and bored. How silly was that? And my favorite place was the library. You should know what I mean, yeah? Because in the library, you're supposed to be quiet and not talk. Well, yeah, you can talk, but it's so much better if you don't. And in there, I feel comfortable since I don't really need to talk anyway because I'm by myself. That's what I used to do before. Until I discovered a little talent of mine, which led to this. People started noticing me. And before I knew it, I became quite popular. I didn't really plan on it, it just sort of happened. But I guess it's a good thing. But at the same time, I kind of miss those days where people don't really notice me. Just kinda. You know, it's still fun to have friends to hang out with. But the thing is, I can't really be myself with them. They're my friends, I call them friends, but deep inside my heart, I'm still very reserved to them. Well, I started talking about a lot of things. Let's go back to you. You sleep so peacefully in my bed. I'm so happy. Very, very happy. So, the thing is, I often see you in the library doing the same thing, exactly the same thing that I used to do. You know? When I started becoming a little popular and a lot of people wanted to hang out with me, I started going to the library less and less. Most of the time I just borrow books and then bring it home. And then I saw you in the corner of the library. You were sitting on the exact same spot where I usually sit. I know, it's not a very noticeable sit in the library. It's like the most hidden spot there. And I used to sit there because I wanted privacy. Sometimes I sleep there, take a nap. And so I went to check if anyone is there. And then I saw you. And I thought, that used to be me. At first I was kind of annoyed because I thought no one would really want to sit there in that corner. I thought it would just gonna be my spot, my usual spot. And then I started going there to the library a little often, and I always see you on the exact same spot. Eventually, I started finding you cute. You look like the nerdy type, but still cute. I love it. You are not just really any other guys that I hang out with in the uni. Especially when I'm sitting on my spot in the library. I was always hoping that no one would disturb me. And so I hesitated. I didn't want to put you in any uncomfortable situation. also occurred to me that if I reach out to you, start going to you and talking to you, you might stop going to the library and sit on that spot, and because of that, I wouldn't be able to see you anymore. That scared me. And so, I just casually looked at you from the distance, while pretending to look some books. You know, you actually made me look for books on this same exact section every single time. Even though I wasn't really looking for anything, it was just an excuse so that I could look at you. How funny is that? Well, I was quite of contented with that. And it's been going on like that for months. Just casually visiting the library on the same time every day, casually looking for books, and casually looking at you. Now, I know you're asleep, but I still feel kind of nervous saying this stuff to you. I don't know if I'll ever gonna be able to tell you about this when you're awake. And so, that's how I started getting really curious about you. And so, when our uni won for the football team, and then we decided to have a party with everyone and a uni mate's house, I know you wouldn't come. But I thought it could be my chance. So I was scared. And so I tried to arrange things just for you to decide to attend the party. I know it's not your sort of thing. You're not really into parties, I know. But it was the best situation where maybe I could interact with you. And so, it happened. You attended the party. Even though, after a few minutes of talking to just one person, you decided to go to their room. And I got worried. I was like, how am I supposed to talk to him now? I just lost my chance. But then I figured out that no one else is inside the room. And thought, this is actually a better idea. And you know exactly what happened after that. I can't believe that from casually looking at you from the distance, you're finally here in my room, in my bed. And I'm looking at you real, real up close now. You do not know all about those things that happened. But for me, it turned out really well. There's just one problem, though. You said that you're interested with someone. But you don't tell me who it is, but then I know it's not me. I mean, even though I'm quite popular in uni, I'm not the only popular girl there. There's a lot of other girls prettier, more talented, smarter than me. I'm already very lucky to be on the same level as them, but I don't really think that I am. My little talent helped me, but I can't be completely happy because I know I'm not the one. And so all I could do is be a friend to you. I want more, of course, but I don't know what to do. If I tell you how I truly feel, you might start avoiding me. And that scares me. I would never want that to happen. If being friend with you is the only way for me to keep hanging out with you, I'll gladly stay that way. Well, anyways, I've been talking too much. I hope I didn't wake you up. Oh, you look so sweet. I just wanna enjoy this moment while I last. This little kiss won't wake you up. I should go back to sleep. Good night again. Sweet dreams, and I hope you're dreaming of me. What am I saying?